Vandeham
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 9th of April, 1969, in New York, New York.
So today you speak something, I shall hear. Yes. Any of you can speak something from Sikha stock? Yes.
Lord Shri Krishna's Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together, and thus the fire of conditional life, a repeated birth and death, is extinguished. Such Sankirtan movement gives the essence of all nectar of transcendental bliss and helps us to have a taste of that full nectarine to which always anxious we are. So this is the mercy you have given us, the Sankirtan movement, that every day, 10 hours a day, we can chant the holy name of God right out on the street. And everyone who sees and hears is learning about Lord Chaitanya, is learning about the Hare Krishna movement, who is practically engaged in devotion.
Thank you. There is a verse by Raghunath Das Goswami, Vairagya Vidya Nirbhakti Yogam Apayan Man Anabhipsu Andham Kripam Budhijya Samaham Sanatanang Prabhu Kripam Budhijya Sanatanang Prabhu Tamaham Asya. Like that. Sanatan, six Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he was a very rich man's son, and he was youngest. All the Goswamis used to treat him as younger brother. So he's writing his realization, the Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. This Bhakti Yogam, devotional service, is another name is Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidya means, Vairagya means renunciation. We are now caught up by this material body and we have to get out. So this process of getting out is non-cooperation. That is called Vairagya. So Raghunath Das Goswami says that I was unwilling to accept this Vairagya Vidya. But he forced me to take it. And apayana man anabhipsu andham. Because I was blind, I thought that this material world is everything. Therefore I was blind. And therefore I was unwilling also. People are unwilling to accept the Krishna consciousness because they are blind. They do not see actual position of their life. That is the position, condition, soul. They are busy simply for sense gratification. So Vairagya Vidya means not sense gratification, but to satisfy Krishna. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. to satisfy the senses of Krishna. Material life means satisfying our own senses. And Vairagya Vidya or devotional service means satisfying Krishna's senses. What is the difference between material so-called love and Radha Krishna love? The difference is, in the material world, both the parties, they are trying to satisfy their own senses. It doesn't matter. When a boy loves a girl or a girl loves a boy, the motive is his or her own satisfaction. But the gopis, their view is, not only gopis, all the cowherd boys, Madhava Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, the Vrindavan part. So, all of them ready to satisfy Krishna. Krishna, when he was a boy, his father was arranging for Indra Yoga. Krishna said, "My dear father, there is no need of arranging for Indra Yoga. Better you offer this materials to Govardhan Hill." The father answered, "My dear boy, if you want to offer some sacrifice to the Govardhan Hill, I shall arrange for another yoga." So this is our custom. We are observing this traditionally. So let us perform it. Krishna said, "No, there is no need." The old man immediately rejected, "All right, Krishna, to satisfy Krishna." The old tradition immediately gave up. And Indra saw, "Oh, this boy is so impudent. He has stopped my yoga. All right, I shall teach something." So there was torrents of rain, heavy rain for 7 days in Vrindavan. And Krishna took up that Govardhan Hill on the little finger of his left hand and kept it for 7 days in this way. Where is that Govardhan Hill? Is that Govardhan Hill? No.
Inside.
Inside, yes. No, there is no need, yes. So, Krishna is so powerful that even when he was 7 years old, he could raise the hill, Govardhan Hill, on the top of his little finger, left hand, like this. So we worship such kind of God, yes, who can... We don't want petty gods. We want God like that. Yes. When he was on the lap of his mother and the putana came to kill him by sucking her breast, Krishna sucked her breast and life both. This is Krishna. God is not made, manufactured, that by meditation one becomes God. First of all he was dog, now he has become God. It is not like that. God is God from the very beginning, always God. Whether it is small baby or it is young man, or God never becomes old man. So Krishna showed all this demonstration just to attract us, just to let us know what is God. You are puzzled about God. You are speculating. Somebody is saying there is no God. Somebody is saying there is this, there is that. But here is actual God. So you see, and if you want God, then come on, I have come to take you back to home, back to God. So this same thing is still going on. If you want to go to God, you can go. There is no hindrance. But if you want at all, then there is way. This Bhagavad Gita. And the way is very simple. Sarva dhanman parityajya mamekam sarva. Simply become surrendered to Krishna and always pray to Krishna, just like Narottam Das Thakur prayed, ha ha prabhu nanda suta vrishabhanu suta ji. My dear Lord Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, now you are standing before me with Radharani, the daughter of Vrishabhanu. Ha prabhu nanda suta vrishabhanu suta karuna karo hariva. Many lives I have wasted in this material engagement. Life after life I was frustrated and baffled. Now this life I am dedicated unto you. Aha prabhu nanda sutta vrishabhanu karuna karahai. Now you become merciful. You are already merciful, but due to my forgetfulness, rebellious condition of life, I did not surrender unto you. Now I have come to my senses, bhavanam janmanavante, after many, many births. So I surrender unto you. Please give me your protection. This much, that's all. There is no necessity, of course, not in the beginning. But actually, one who has surrendered to Krishna fully, without any reservation, his life is perfect. That's all. So keep this attitude of surrendering, and then everything will come perfection. And this remembrance also will be kept by chanting the mantra, Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna.